Hi, everyone. I'm Mike. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Mike.
Member of this group. Good to be here tonight. I can't remember if my sponsor asked me when I was writing my inventory to start reading this step. It's pretty common in Big Book Step Study. I think from what I've heard, usually it's in somewhere in the turnarounds where it's suggested to start reading these this step and the next one. And I asked my guys to do that today because of my own experience of not doing it. It was a while ago when I wrote. So I honestly can't remember if my sponsor did ask me to do that or not. But what I do know is I did not read these pages except when I was in a step study meeting where this step was read. And when I finished my inventory, my fourth step, and then read it off in my fifth step, my natural default MO was to relax. I wrote a crazy fourth step. I had a fear that if I wasn't thorough, and I took thorough to an extreme, and I had a real fear if I didn't do that, it wasn't going to work. So consequently, I had a pretty big fourth step. So it took me about a year to write, and I wrote just about every day. I think I took a break twice while I was writing, only for a couple of days, and then, I'd feel, I'd be real edgy again, and I that would only go away if I started writing again, so I'd start writing again. And my fifth step was 30 hours of reading, and it was broken up over a two-week period, a number of sessions over a two-week period. So I thought I had done quite a bit of work. I had done quite a bit of work, but I thought as a result of that, I guess I thought I deserved a vacation or something, So I've told this story here a number of other times, so forgive me for those who have heard it before. But, so after my fifth step, I just, as it wands right in this step, it's easy to rest on our laurels, meaning our past work, past accomplishments, what I did yesterday, and kind of rest in today because of what I did yesterday, so that's kind of what I was doing. And in a matter of a few weeks, I was friggin' off the rails. It was just like I had never done the steps. I remember driving home from work. I was working up in Bedford, Mass at the time. I was driving home down 128. I lived down in Quincy, and I was freaking screaming at, back into the habit of screaming at, somebody who's not physically present, I had this huge it turned out a whole bunch of resentments against this female who I, had the eye for, and she was not cooperating with my plan for her and me, and so I was fucking bullshit, I hadn't talked about this with anybody, so it kept festering and festering. And it just feeds it with me. It just feeds on itself, That's building up. Now I get resentment at anybody and everybody all around me. It just starts, compounding, So anyway, so my sponsor wasn't around. I decided, to call someone. I was bullshit because I thought this didn't work. I guess I was expecting that just doing the fourth and the fifth step was, I was supposed to, be okay after that. And so there was this other guy. I kind of respected this guy. He was a friend of my sponsor's, and he had he was, you know, he had more sobriety than me and more time doing this work than me. And so I called him up, and I was just fucking beside myself. You know, I'm like, Jesus Christ. I was like, this, you know, this didn't friggin' work. I'm friggin', you know, I'm full of resentment. I'm fucking yelling at people who aren't there, all this shit. It's like I never did anything. I says, all that friggin' work, you know, just down the fucking tubes, you know. And so he started talking to me, asked me what was going on, what was I resentful about, what I had been doing, you know. And, you know, and finally he said, Mike, no, this is, it's not, this is not working. It's, you are not working it. And he said that there's step 10. You're supposed to start working step 10. Like it says, we vigorously commence this way of life as we cleaned up the past, you know. And so that was my rude introduction to this step. And what I had to do, what he told me you got to do, he said, you already got a package built up in just a few weeks. I can tell. This is too much shit to just discuss over the phone. You got to write this stuff out. You got to do the same thing you did in your fourth step. Use that tool, you know, list the people you're pissed off at. Let's get all the resentments out and their effects. Turn them all around. You know, if there's any fears there, inventory those. Any sex stuff, you know. And then he said, call me up and then we'll get together and read it off to me, you know. And so that's what I did, you know. I mean, of course, it was nothing like my fourth step, you know. It was, you know, I just was basically this female and maybe a couple of other people. And, you know, it only took like, you know, an hour or so, a couple hours or something to read it off to him. But what I found out is it worked. So I thought my previous work hadn't worked. But after I did that, I felt that same peace that I felt after my sixth and seventh step. So that was my first experience of seeing that this worked, even though I wasn't doing, you know, a perfect step 10 and I hadn't been right on my game, but I saw that this tool worked again, you know. So that gave me a little confidence in doing this. And I had to get on this, get on the horse with this step. This step is, to me personally, is vital. I cannot stay sober if I don't work this step on a regular basis. There's no doubt in my mind that at that time, had I not called that guy and then been willing to do what he suggested to me, I would have eventually picked up a drink, because at that time, it was the only other thing I knew besides applying the tools I had learned here to that stuff was to pick up, to get relief from that. That's the only other thing I knew. So if I don't use this step, then the only other thing I know is to pick up, you know, to get relief, you know. And and I have experience again slacking off with this step. That's how I know how vital this step is for me. I was about 12 years or so sober and into this work. I got into this work in early sobriety. I had sponsored a bunch of guys through the steps. I had made all my amends, had been done for like 10 years or something. And I was doing pretty good. I was feeling good. I was doing good. I was kind of really on my game again. Rest on my laurels, you know, and slowly but surely, I met my wife. That was the beginning. This, you know, nice, hot chick, you know, and she started to get more important than meetings, and then my work was. I was getting recognized in work because I was doing a good job, so I was getting promoted and given more responsibility. So. Little by slow, I don't know how many times I've heard in AA, don't let the things you get from AA take you away from AA, and it doesn't matter. The thing I did, the number one thing I did besides not you know, besides slacking off from doing this step on a regular basis, I started slacking off on meetings. So I wasn't hearing those things that remind me not to let the things I get from AA take me away from AA. If I don't go to meetings, I don't hear that message. So I forget that message. I'm speaking from experience. I forget everything very quickly. I forget what I've heard in these meetings. I don't care how many years I've been coming and how many meetings I've gone to. And I started to let the things I got from this program and this fellowship take me away from this program and this fellowship. And long story short, in a couple of short years, I ended up, everything crumbled. I ended up losing my home. My wife and I had lost our jobs. We were both in our 50s. Everything was going down the crapper, and I ended up in a friggin' mental hospital. And I was seriously thinking of checking out. And I never had suicidal thoughts in all the years I drank. The only time I had suicidal thoughts was when I was sober and not working this program. So even if I don't pick up a drink, this illness is going to get me one way or another. You know, that's been my experience. And I couldn't believe it. I remember waking up one morning and telling my wife, I am seriously thinking about killing myself. She was like, holy fuck. I said, I'm not fucking kidding. I am seriously thinking about fucking killing myself, you know? And so I sought help. I got into an outpatient program, and I had a moment of clarity. What was I doing when I was okay? I was coming to AA. I was working this fucking program somehow. I said, Jesus Christ, I got to get back to step study principally, because this is really where I need to come primarily to stay sober and to stay in fit spiritual condition. And I need to hear this message and work the steps the way we do it in these kind of meetings regularly, you know. So I did. I came back, and once again, I had slacked off on this, so I had a package, you know, and I knew I had to do just what I had done before. I had to write, you know, and this time I had, because it had been a couple of years, I had probably 60, 70 friggin' people. It was mostly work-related stuff. My wife, I had a ton of friggin' resentment against my wife. And I got together with a close friend of mine who's been sober a long time doing this work. And I read it off to him, and if it worked again. It friggin' worked again. And I got back into these types of meetings. I started helping guys through the steps again, and I started working this step on a daily basis again. And I've been doing that not perfectly, but pretty consistently for the most part ever since then. That was in 2007 when we came back. So it's been like 13 years now. I hope I never forget that experience. I'm so lucky that I survived that, because it was going to be two things. I was either going to follow through on my suicidal thoughts, or I was going to pick up. It was going to be one or the other. I could see in hindsight, I was definitely heading in that direction, you know. And I know a number of guys who've done this work and have picked up. I've had a couple of very close friends who've done this work and picked up. But both of them had over 20 years sobriety doing this work. So I know this book, when they say, you know, it's easy to rest on your laurels and we're headed for trouble if we do, they're not kidding. You know, I know that from experience. So, you know, I try to stay on top of this stuff. You know, I try it when fear comes up, which it does for me on a daily basis, or resentment, anger comes up, you know, right away, most of the time, right away, I identify what it is. because I've done this work, I'm able to name what it is, name what the fear is that's coming up, or what it is I want, you know, where my thinking is twisted, you know, and I ask God to remove it, and then I try to turn my attention to where I can be of help to someone. Sometimes just doing that works for me. Sometimes it doesn't. If it doesn't, then I need to pick up the phone. I pick up the phone, I call somebody and discuss it with them. And, you know, and that, this always works. It always works for me if I work it, you know. Sometimes I have to work it a little harder than other times, depending upon what the situation is. But it has never not worked for me, you know. It gets me out of being in a place of fear and anger and stuff like that, which is just the beginning of heading down the path to a drink again. It might be the early stages, but I know eventually if I don't do anything about that stuff, then it's going to lead me there, you know. So I'm lucky. You know, I have a couple of guys I've talked to, done 10 steps with for years. They're familiar with my history, you know. They've helped me a lot with shit that's come up in my marriage, on the work front, and AA and life in general, and I have with them, you know. So I think that's an important thing. If you have people, you know, that you know, they get to know you, you get to know them. And I have my wife, actually, is I'm lucky. My wife has, you know, lives this way of life too. She's done the steps this way, and often I probably do more 10-step discussions with her. I know I do. Far more than, so I'm very lucky because she's right there, you know, especially now we're retired, we're around each other all the time, so I can just tell, hey, I got this going on, I got that going on. She does the same with me. And even with our own stuff between ourselves, we've become very transparent, and we've got to a place where we can talk about stuff that I might be doing that's bothering her, or vice versa, without most of the time blowing up. She never blows up. I sometimes still do, you know, but I'm a little sicker than she is, you know, but it works. I have to stay on this, though. Primarily, I'm not worried about a drink. It's just I do not like living in fear and resentment today. I like to feel comfortable in my own skin and at peace with myself and the world around me. And quite honestly, that's why I practice this step. You know, it's primarily for me. It's a selfish motive, you know. I want to feel okay inside myself. And I can't, I really have a hard time being of use to people around me if I'm not in that place, you know. And I don't want to friggin' drink again. I don't want to drink, you know. And I've helped some guys that have done this work, have gone out, and have come back. And I've always suggest that at some point, you know, maybe you need to get your feet back under you again, but at some point, I know you need to write. Because my sponsor used to say that the picking up a drink is the period at the end of a long sentence that started a long time before you picked up that first drink. And that long sentence is usually not working 10 and 11, if you're honest with yourself. And so you build up, you just, I know I do. I naturally, if I don't stay on top of resentments and fears and shit like that, what's going on, it's just going to fester within me, you know. And if I go out and I get back in here, I'm lucky to get back in here. If I want to stay in here, I know for me, I need to deal with that shit. And I need to get it out and get back in a good place and try to stay on top of this stuff. It's hard staying on top of today's resentment if I got a year's worth, you know, weighing me down in my head. You know, I need to clear that shit out to be able to have a shot at dealing with the day at a time type of stuff. So anyway, I hope I've been of help to somebody here today. It's good to be here tonight.
Thank you.